But then you get into questions of like, well, are there things that you cannot put a numerical value on?
No.
Like, well, what about your life?
I think, I mean, that's, like I said, that's the point of economics, right? Not the point, but if it's like one of the things that they are good at is like finding out where is the line, right? That's what,
but
it's,
I mean,
kind of like what life insurance is, right? I mean, like, if your husband or wife is no longer here, what is that life worth to you?
Well, but I mean, that's not incredibly accurate, because the real question then is, okay, how much do I have to pay you for you to let me kill you?
Right.
That's, and then it's sort of like, well, wait, that doesn't make sense, because the payment doesn't have any value when I'm dead.
But it has a value to the people who the money is going to go to, though, right?
Right, but what if there's nobody there?
Well, then the value probably would be really, really, really...
It would be
irrelevant. Because,
right.
Yeah, because
exactly.
You wouldn't get the money, right?
Which is exactly the point. Like, there are some things that it seems impossible to put a value on.
Well, I mean, if you... Like, for example, if you got something... I mean, if
an exchange value, right? Like, money is an exchange value, right?
Yeah. So, like, maybe if you said, I'm going to give this much money to this charity or to somebody else for my life. I mean, that's... Does that count? Like, let's say, oh, if you...
Do you think anybody would, like, would take that?
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, maybe, like, say somebody says,
do
you
soldiers
know,
do that?
We're going to give... Well, no, because they, I mean, they go on a combat, like, with a non-economic...
I don't know if that's true.
There's not a monetary value.
They're getting paid. But they wouldn't do it if they weren't getting paid.
I don't know. I mean, they get paid low wages.
I mean, lots of people get paid low wages. But, I mean, I think that's part of what nationalism and patriotism and duty and honor and all that stuff, like, built into that, right? But if they didn't get paid, or if they got paid less, I mean, they have a problem retaining people, like, in the Army, right? They lowered the requirements for getting into the Army. Now you don't need a high school diploma, because they had a hard time recruiting people, right? So they had to lower all these thresholds. But if they paid people more, people might stay more. People might be more willing to join the Army. Because it's like, yeah, in the end, it's like, it's a job, and you're putting your life on the line. And not only that, but like, if and when you get married, you know, you're away for like 8-9 months a year. You know, it's really hard on your family, and it's like all this stress and possible injury and death and stuff like that. I mean, you gotta get paid. I mean, they're just not going to do it because it's like, oh, it's fun. And it's, I mean, I think there's a bit of sense of adventure and duty and honor and country, but I think you got to get paid.
You have to get paid to be a soldier, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about dying.
But, I mean, there's a risk of dying here,
there,
right?
Yeah, but there's always a risk. And everybody, well, I mean, like, and risk analysis and whatever is a huge branch of economics.
Sure.
But everybody's sort of always betting on...
Well, I mean, like,
it's
so,
not.
So the risk of dying as a soldier, especially in the last decade, let's put it at some number, 10%, 5%, 1%,
mm-hmm.
right? So that money, and let's say you get paid, I don't know how much the soldier makes. Let's say just an enlisted man,
50,000.
50,000,
yeah.
Right? So let's say 50,000 for 5%. Right. So maybe it's 50,000 times 20 to make up the 100%, and that's how much your life is worth. Right? Like, how much would you need to get paid if the risk of dying was 10%?
Yeah, but I think, I mean, it's not a straight curve like that, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, there can't be, because 50,000 times 20 is what, a million? So, that would be saying, like, hey, soldier, here's $1 million. We're going to kill you now.
I mean,
that's what you're saying. But there's not a, like, at some point, that curve goes to a limit where it goes to infinity or something like that.
Well, I think the difference between the soldier and, like, the person... Again, maybe we should restate this contract between the person who's getting money for dying.
Mm-hmm.
I will let you shoot me, and then you give me money? Or like, how does it work?
It's an immediate exchange.
So
$1 million in your hand, and bang, you're dead.
Am I pay you to kill me, or, like, I want to die? Or, like, you want my life for some... You need a body...
Whatever. The context is sort of irrelevant.
Well, I think it matters, right? Because Like, the thing is, if that person believes that that money's going to go somewhere that he puts value in, like for his family, for his parents, for his child, then he'll kill himself. You know, depending on that, whether he feels... But if obviously, like you say, if you have no relatives, no anybody, and you just have $1 million, it's going to do you zero good when you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if your child is, you know, sick, or like, you know, you're... You know,
right, like, right. And there are other things that basically you're making an exchange for.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I've, like, what it comes down to, though, for me is that there is sort of a hole in that argument, because at some point, there are people who have nothing that they would exchange sort of the last line for, you know? Whatever it could be.
Say that part again? So they have nothing to exchange?
Nothing to exchange. Nothing that they would exchange. Meaning... Like, and what I think the easiest one to think about is your life. And so somebody who has no connections and no, you know, interest in wherever that money might go or whatever, there is no quantifiable value
because
that they would exchange.
But they don't
their
value
life
their lives then. I mean, I think like those people, I mean, they don't have anything to live for.
No, I mean, they're living for life itself, right?
I guess you could say that, but if they have nobody that they would want to give any money to when they were gone. I mean, it's not to say that life is only made of the people.
They're, like, maybe they are, like, 100% selfish.
Maybe.
100% selfish
maybe.
Person. That,
maybe.
I mean, and maybe we're just getting off into the realm of economist speculation just on the other side of it, because there's nobody who maybe is 100% selfish.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Interesting idea.